Hi, you have just entered the healing room where you are going to get straight talk, no chaser. This is a mindful perspective on healing and elevation in faith, business, relationship, and yes, self. I'm MC Melissa Klein, and you're in the right place at the right time. Come on in. Come on in, come on in, come on in. I am so excited about today's discussion here in the healing room, and I am so thrilled that you're here. Today's discussion is going to be an oh so good one as we go deeper into stress management. This is going to be great for the professionals out there, the business owners, the corporate professionals, those who may be independent contractors and trying to run their own business, whether in the creative sector or otherwise. This is going to be great for all professionals. So definitely stay tuned to the very end, because the deep layers that we are going to take this and the three tips and techniques that you will be able to take home and implement right away are truly going to be beneficial to your life. So you guys know me, I'm MC, a writer, speaker, and coach. Be sure that you're checking out mcwrites.com, where I put so many resources and blog content, podcast content, so many resources up there. So be sure to check out mcwrites.com. And if you have not scheduled your first consult with me, you should, especially if you are listening to this. So without further ado, let's get this thing started off right, as always, with a little bit of spoken word.
I remember the moments that I couldn't forget. I remember the moments that I wanted to forget. I remember the day that I gave up the very moments that kept me remembering. And as I looked into the eyes of my past self in the pain from moments of defeat, I said goodbye, farewell, and I started remembering the right now, the okay, the hopeful, the blessed. I started remembering me.
Thank you for allowing me to share that piece with you. I love to start out with spoken word because it's just a great opportunity for us to shift our mind a little bit, to kind of usher into a new place of transparency, right? So I hope that spoken word kind of opened you up a little bit for our discussion today. And as always, let's do our healing pledge so we know this is a safe place for us to do the work that we need to do. I hope you're repeating after me. I am committed to not judging myself or living in condemnation, but taking this opportunity to self-reflect for healing and elevation so I can live a life of freedom. That felt good to say. And I hope that you are saying that with me, because this is the healing room, right? This is the place where we can do just that. I am so excited for this topic of stress management, taking your peace back, right? Not asking for it, not putting out requests, but taking it back. It is so important for us to have this discussion, especially right now around the holiday season. And I am so thrilled that you're here. So let's just dive into this great content. Number one, the New York Times recently reported that Americans are some of the most stressed people in the globe, with approximately 55% of Americans reporting high levels of stress compared to the global average of 35%. So if you are experiencing stress this holiday season, you are not alone. Whether you are in the United States or you're somewhere else throughout the world, I know we have listeners from so many other countries, you are not alone in this stress thing. So it's vital that we all have a fundamental knowledge of our stress, where it comes from, the root cause, and how to slowly obliterate it. Let it go. Release it. Let it go. Release it. Just take a breath with me. Let it go, release it, right? We've got to figure out how to do that. So today's tips and techniques are in hopes to support you in understanding yourself in a deeper level while utilizing that information to combat stress. The tips and techniques that I have prepared for you guys today are so simple and yet so deeply powerful because they're rooted in root causes. You guys know me. I don't deal with the fluffy outer layer stuff. I like to go deep where I know transformation is possible. So Be real with yourself and check in with your spirit and body. Check in with what that spirit in you is really telling you. Now, most times the truth is very simple because we are living with the truth every day, whether we decide to act on it or not. We are living with the truth, who we really are, right? Who our spouse really is, who our boss really is, who our family really is, who our friends really are. Like, we're living with the truth every day, whether we act upon it or not. For example, let's go deeper into this stress layer. Sometimes there is stress that is aggravated by a boss, right? But the stress source may actually be coming from your discomfort with the job itself. Can we be real? Can we go deeper today? You may have known potentially for a year that your spirit or mind feels it deserves more pay, right? If your spirit or your mind feels deeply, I deserve more than this, yet you've let fear keep you from asking for promotion, this too can cause stress, right? So let's go back to what I was saying initially. Be real with yourself and check in with what your spirit and body are really telling you. You may feel in your spirit or mind that you really are the brains of the whole operation at work, right? And believe you should have already started your business on the side part-time, right? Lack of action can cause stress. And that goes for employees and business owners. Lack of action can cause stress. So I go back to the initial comment, be real with yourself and check in with what your spirit and body are really telling you. That inner knowledge is there, guys. And all we have to do is get quiet and check in with ourselves and really ask the tough questions. I'm going to ask you two questions right now. I just want you to make sure that you are seated. And if you're doing something right now, you're in the kitchen or you're trying to put something away, just take a quick 1 minute with me, right? And let's just do this quick 1 minute exercise together. So once you're sitting down, just put your hands freely on your knees or in the middle of your lap. No fidgeting, no movement. Begin to close your eyelids slowly. And they don't have to be completely closed, right? They can be slightly open, but you want your eyelids going and pointed downward. You're not watching anything outside of yourself. You're not observing anyone outside of yourself. In this one moment, you are observing you. Breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out. Now on your next inhale, I want you to let your shoulders release, let your jaws drop. And when you hear the sound, I want you to go deep into yourself, into that place of honesty, where there is no judgment, where there is no criticism, but where there is only truth. When you hear the sound, I want you to go to that place inside of you. Breathe in. Breathe out. Go deeper into that place inside of you. Breathe in. Breathe out. Now in that place of peace and no judgment and no criticism, enjoy the feeling of solace as I ask you to ask yourself these two questions as you remain in that place. Breathe in, breathe out. Ask yourself, what is it that I feel I really need in this moment and in this season of my life? What is it that I feel I really need in this moment, in this season of my life. Breathe in, breathe out. On the next inhale, you're going to breathe in the answers, and you're going to breathe out the answers into the space. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. In this place, this is where you discover the answer to that question. Now, take a deep breath and begin to wiggle your hands, wiggle your toes, and slowly begin to open your eyes and begin to observe the things around you. So, I hope that brief one moment exercise. And if you were listening to this discussion last week, you know what I mean when I say one moment. But I hope that brief one moment exercise helps you to think about you in that deeper way. When you check in with yourself and start to answer those questions, you put yourself in the driver's seat of your life. Now, no other human being should be in your driver's seat. It doesn't matter if it's culture telling you something or counselors telling you something. Maybe you have business counselors at your job, or maybe you have financial advisors near you. It doesn't matter what that community is doing around you. No other human being should be in the driver's seat of your life, outside of guidance from a therapist or something of that nature, right? But outside of something specific like that, you really should have the audacity to lead yourself. And so once you take yourself out of a state of overwhelmed disarray and into clear, wise action, the stress will not have a home to thrive upon. Can I say that again? Once you take yourself out of a state of overwhelmed disarray and into clear, wise action, the stress will not have a home to thrive upon. And I'll just share this with you. Sometimes we have so much going on in our minds that if we were to just buy one of those large yellow sheet notepads, right? Those long ones. I have one myself, and just write a list of all the different ideas and all the different stuff that you feel you need to get done. Just put it all out there on paper and try to organize it in a way that makes sense. Sometimes just getting it out of the head and not feeling like you have to remember it all can really release stress. Take yourself out of that state of overwhelmed disarray and into clear, wise action. Sometimes it takes the organization of our mental thoughts. Secondly, a technique that has helped thousands of people in the U.S. is the removal of media from their life for a period of time. Many times you hear psychologists talking about the comparison that happens when on social media, one person comparing their life to someone else's. I'm sure you've heard of this, right? However, I would also argue that media overall can affect stress levels in general. When experiencing deep levels of stress or growing stress levels, consider immediately removing yourself from every screen. Now, let me tell you why this is important. Even if you are at work, choosing to remove yourself from the screen from screen time is still a beneficial option. If you work at a computer desk, like many of us, this can feel impossible to do, but honestly, and I can testify to this, honestly, cutting the computer off and taking out a notepad can sometimes offer more productivity, okay? So move your schedule around to make it work for you. But if you need 15 minutes or an hour off your computer, Then write that letter, develop that list, clean that desk, or connect with that new colleague. There are several things you can do off the screen. Sometimes it's not just about comparison. Sometimes it's not just about who's got this and who's got that and who's here and who's there and who's not and where am I. Sometimes it's not just limited to that. Screen time alone can cause so much different emotions and reactions in your mind, giving you so much stimulus that offers negative response from your spirit, from your body, from your mind. So I want you to really think about this in a deep way. I've done months and at this point a year of removing certain social media channels from my life. And there have been times when I've removed social media from my life because of a work project that required more confidentiality and privacy. However, when I removed that platform of platforms, my life skyrocketed in financial growth, love, and peace. I cannot stress this anymore, and no pun intended, but it is something you should give it a shot, especially if you struggle a lot with stress. And it can be overwhelming because a lot of times people have their businesses online and they're marketing their business online. And you really have to say to yourself, what part of my online marketing is actually serving me? And a lot of times when you remove the screen time altogether, you actually start to develop strategy as opposed to just useless time on social. Strategy over useless time on social. Whether you're in e-commerce, whether you're running a real estate business, whether you're an executive, strategy over just useless time on social works. Even if you're posting something about your business, it's good to post about your business. But if you take time offline, you will start to think more strategically about when you get on, what you're getting on to do, and who specifically your message is targeted to. That's business. And anything outside of that tends to be social. So this can help for business owners and professionals. Sometimes we don't even realize the amount of stress media ushers into our lives and how it affects our productivity long term, our self-esteem, and even our relationships. These two techniques really do work. However, it takes courage. You heard me right. It takes courage to try something new and be consistent with that newness. It takes courage to do something that people around you are not doing. Everybody's on social media. Everybody's on their phone. Sometimes removing yourself from those thoughts and from media helps you identify you and what you want. It's so important. And I love how, I just love how God made things simple. You know, like we try to make it hard, but he makes things so simple. Get back to you. That is what matters. Finally, the last tip I'm going to give you is this. I can't tell you how much prayer changes things. And anyone can exercise this, whether religious, spiritual, or not. Anybody. And let me go deeper into this. Traditionally, saying words and then ending with amen is not what I'm referring to here. What I mean is getting real with yourself. That was step one for us. That was the first technique I introduced. Getting real with yourself. Then cutting off the screens. That was step two. That was the other technique that I introduced. Cutting off the screens. Removing them completely. And then confessing yourself to God. The final step. That process is so therapeutic. Let me break it down. Going to God with the naked truth about who you really are, what you desperately need help on, and asking for guidance. That process is so therapeutic. See, these three things require you to be honest, to speak clearly about the problem, and to be humble enough to ask for help. this posture of prayer can really position you for your next great move. Sometimes we have to get into a posture of prayer. We're so busy observing other people, watching other people, feeling overwhelmed, flailing our arms, trying to figure it out, not getting it. And again, going back to what I said, it takes courage. These things affect our productivity long term, our self-esteem, and our relationships. It takes courage. So taking on a posture of prayer, can really position you for your next great move. Again, you don't have to consider yourself religious to take on the posture of prayer. Sometimes, can I be honest? Sometimes you have to get down low. Sometimes you have to get down low before you can see the path that will allow you to stand up once again. And when you stand up with purpose, strategy, and vision, can we take a breath together? When you stand up with purpose, strategy, and vision, it can change your life. So I hope these three tips and techniques are a blessing to your professional and personal life, because they both are one and the same. And if you'd like to submit a prayer request, you may do so. When you guys submit those, I do see them and I do pray for you. And I'd love to continue to be an advocate in your corner. So subscribe to these discussions right now. Leave a review when you subscribe. It may take you a couple figuring out if you're on iTunes, but on iTunes, you can leave a review. That is a way of giving back to me. And if you've received value today, I hope you do that. And if you're in need of a coaching session to just offer support in this journey, reach out to me. If you're listening to this, reach out to me. The link is in the details section. All you have to do is take that first step and reach out. Uncovering hidden truths in your life that may have held you back for years from accomplishing what you really want. Uncovering that. Oh my gosh, that's important. Can I share something with you before I let you guys go? I had a coaching session recently, a couple weeks ago. And the coach utilize something called time techniques. And I uncovered the one thing that happened in my life a few years ago. And I'm going to be real. Like, this is the healing room. This is my safe space too. We're having discussions together here, but I'm also going to be real here. I uncovered something in my life that happened several years ago that was subconsciously controlling my choices presently. It was so eye-opening to me. And I had to go back to that girl in that place. And I had to really speak to that and offer resolution to that. And I also had to let that past thing know that it can't control this present. Just by me doing the work that was stated. And a lot of times when it comes to, and I'm just going to share this with you guys, it doesn't matter whether when it comes to what cycles that you see in your business, cycles that you see in your relationship, cycles that you see in your marriage, cycles that you see week after week. Sometimes there are cycles and you ask yourself, why is this happening? Why is that happening? You have to do the deep work to uncover why. And a lot of times people wait too late, right? Maybe they keep marrying the type of person that doesn't bring them joy and getting in relationships that are not best for their children or whatever the case may be. Being in work environments that are constantly toxic. Understanding you better and understanding what is in your past experiences that navigates present choices is so important, because there's some things that you need to hold tighter to, and there's some things that you need to speak to that you have not resolved. And it's great. So yeah, I definitely recommend doing the real work. And so if you would like to schedule a coaching session, just click the link. And I'm so excited, guys, that we had an opportunity to have this discussion. Stress management is something that we're going to be talking about for the next couple weeks. We are in a stress management series. So I hope that you stay tuned. Connect with me. I love hearing from you, and be blessed this week. Utilize the things that we talked about, try it out, and share how it goes. I would love to hear from you. So that's all for now. I'm MC Melissa Klein, and I truly believe you are in the right place at the right time. And until next time, I look forward to seeing you right back here in the healing room.
I am so glad that you decided to step into the healing room today. If you heard something that inspired you or encouraged you, would you mind hitting the subscribe button? I would love to continue this dialogue throughout the year and share my journey as you share your journey with me over at mcwrites.com. Let's stay connected there as well, and give it a 5-star review if it's on your heart to do. I would love that. Sharing it with your community on social media and in person, it's just all about passing along good thoughts, positive vibes, journeys, and stories so we all heal and grow together. I hope you feel what I'm saying. I hope you dig where I'm going with this. I don't just want this to be a podcast. I want it to be a community. I want it to be a safe space, a room where we can all heal. That's all for now. I'm MC, and thank you for entering the healing room.